Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
I call the June 18th, 2019 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
That's 7:04. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. So, consent agenda items next, A through C, are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items?
No.
No? Okay, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Okay, it's our practice not to address questions at this time, but we will take public comments under advisement. Please limit those comments to 3 minutes.
Okay.
This is tough. Clock is running.
I'm a timer. Wait, let me start. I got to start the timer. Hold on.
Okay, Brent Lerman, 244 Hazel, Clayco. I wasn't able to be here last time, but I wanted to come here this time to congratulate the 3 members of this park board who were duly elected by the citizens of Glencoe. Lisa and Dudley, you guys came to this park board with no agenda other than to support the best interest of the residents of this district, and you came through with flying colors. You're a pillar, both are a pillar of transparency and accountability. And I think that the renomination and election by the village residents, I think that speaks highly about their confidence in your leadership of this park district. So thank you very much for your service. And to Michael Cubby, I'm so excited to see you sitting there on this park board. I think you bring a lot to this board. You are a promoter of programs here at this park district. You really love this park district like we all do. You are not afraid to speak up from time to time in a collaborative way to bring issues to the board members when needed. I was very impressed when you did that one time. And I think that you're going to bring a dose additional, you add a lot to this board. This board was already high performing, and I think you're going to help take us to another level. I'm so excited about seeing you there. And I think, you're going to help with critical thinking as well. One of the things board members need to do is, when you're moving fast, which this park board does, to think slow. And I think, to coin a marketing phrase from an airline not to be named, but you're going to help this board be, in an airline we're very loyal to, but you're going to help this board be critical thinking friendly. So, in any event, I want to thank you to all the 5 board members. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and your love of this district, and I really appreciate it. I cannot wait to see what you guys do collaborating with this phenomenal staff that you have. I just can't wait to see what you guys are going to continue to do. So thank you again very much. Congratulations on your election, and keep it going. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
You had 30 seconds
done.
To go. Very
seconds.
Nice.
Andre, you got anything? Well done. Thank you, former Commissioner Andre.
Anybody else? We have representatives, just for the record, representatives from DJK in attendance tonight. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Okay, financial report. 3 months of the fiscal year are complete. We've just had a discussion. Carol, is there any more that you'd like to add?
No, it is included in your report, the 25% into the new fiscal year. Just a couple of things. Recreation looks like it's off the charts, but I do want to clarify that there was a payment to GJK that got made a little bit later than last year. So we're a little bit better than last year, but not as much as it looks by the financials. As you know, the beach with the weather, daily fees are down. So we're hoping that, as in other years where we maybe had a cool June, that we make up for it in July and August. But, we are down a little bit over last year. Daycare is up, so that's a good sign. And other than that, I don't really have anything additional to add.
Okay, any questions? All right. Then we will move on to staff reports and begin with business.
Yes, we did have our meeting, Finance Committee of the Whole, and finalized the audit. Board accepted that, as well as a resolution for next July's meeting. I do want to just say on a staff level, Larise Wild will be retiring. Her last day is June 28th. And her luncheon is this week on Thursday, if you're able to make it as commissioners. I'm sure she'd love to see you. We're going to miss her, but we're also very excited about the promotion of two staff in our department as well. Lauren Kinsey, who's been with the district for 7 years, will take over for Larise. And then Jill Siragusa, who's been part-time, will now become full-time supervisor under Lauren. So we wish Larise all the best.
She will be missed.
Yes.
For real.
She will be.
Okay, rec and facilities.
So camp started on Monday. Buildings are live.
I love it.
Great. Baseball's still going very strong. They're doing the best they can given the weather. Our parks team is doing great keeping them out there. Just following up on the last thing Commissioner Boren asked about the wait list for Children's Circle, the breakdown of residents and non-residents. There's 35 residents on the wait list and 41 non-residents. Of the non-residents, 15 live in the city and are planning to move to the North Shore, but have not got addresses yet.
Thank you.
Any questions? Okay. I'm not going to forget you this time. Parks and maintenance.
With the rainy weather, we've really been chipping away at the park system. We brought on a contractor to help us catch up with weeds in some of the high-profile locations. I can say that we pulled enough weeds last week to actually have to move the pile with the tractor. We've been catching up here at the front of Tickets and a couple of other high-profile sites, and we're just getting all the parks ready for the 4th of July and hoping for some drier weather and still continuing to be focused on making sure that the kids can get out and play for baseball. So
I have to tell you, just on a side note before I move on to next report, is that Chris and the Parks team, you know, we've been trying to catch up with some things that have been put off because they've been working on soccer and baseball fields to get hundreds of kids up and playing. And tennis is kind of taking a back seat and some of the other things, weeding and things like that. So the other day, we're trying to fix the nets at the lakefront park. They're bending because kids sit on the nets and the poles get bent. And as you know, that park is... there's a water tank underneath. So they've been trying to repair that. Well, they can't find time because they've been so busy. It was downpouring rain. They knew they couldn't cut grass, and they knew they couldn't weed, and they knew they couldn't get baseball ready. So they were in their rain suits fixing the nets and doing, experiments to see if this one way they're going to do it will work. But they were out there. So while you might hear people complain because things are behind, they're doing their very best, and it shows their dedication when they're out there and pouring rain trying to fix things. So this has been a challenging, very challenging spring for both the parks team and the recreation team. So I have to so that they've been doing a great job and rescheduling soccer and baseball and tennis programs, anything that's an outdoor sport. So thanks to both of them and their teams for making that happen.
How do you make decisions about when and if to bring in subcontractors to do jobs? Like, how do you...
Good question.
Well, I would say this year in particular, 17 and a half inches of rain happened in the city for us. The seasonal average is 10 inches, so we're fortunate that the way we, arrange our budgets, we do have a little bit of flexibility for surge maintenance. It won't be, a contract that's going to be, 5 or 6 months, but it's really just hitting those high-profile sites. You just get to a point where there's just not enough labor hours to get things done, and you have to kind of, Bobby's great with the athletics, especially at helping to create a priority list of what's most important to the affiliates, and we do the same things in the parks department. I often say that operational maintenance takes, 2.5 to 3 days a week for the full department, and then we have projects that take another 2 to 3 days a week, and then it rains 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. So it really basically comes down to, there are certain tasks that just have to be done every single week. Inspection, safety-related stuff, emptying garbage, cutting grass, and when you get to the point where those activities are taking 100% of your time and you're not getting those done, that's when you have to make that decision to kind of pull the ripcord and go for the contractor.
So you kind of wait as long as you can and then say this, we have to do something.
That's well, we're really trying to make sure that our staff attacks like the high profile, high expense tasks where, you know, we might hire someone to pull weeds versus hiring a carpenter to fix a broken door, where we can kind of balance, you know, what makes sense in the budget, you know, cost-wise.
Right.
I was glad to see that in the report because I think, you know, there's no other way. And it's just, if you can't get it down, it makes sense to bring it in.
We have to
there's no other way, so.
Well, this spring is unheard of. I mean, we are in the second rainiest spring in the history of recorded history in Chicago, and last year was the rainiest.
Right, and the weeds love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, at 17 inches when the seasonal average is 10 inches of rain, I mean, it's like billions of gallons of water. So at some point, you just have to kind of pull the trigger and say, to maintain that level of care and that standard that the community expects, we have to bring out these additional resources.
Yeah, understood.
All right,
Dudley?
I've been doing some traveling and I came across several communities that are doing pickleball, and I read in the report that we're going to be doing some.
Actually, that's Bobby.
Not only training, but fixing our courts.
Yeah, so the Watts tennis court this year is budgeted for a full color coat, which isn't just fixing the cracks. It's actually coming out and basically repainting the entire surface. And in that process, they're going to also paint pickleball courts on it as well to allow the court to be multi-use beyond just tennis and the other uses that we see there.
Bobby, can you explain our new program that we're doing? And
yeah, so we're having pickleball clinics for people to try, or for people who have experience, there's open pickleball, similar to what we have at open gym for basketball. So we had 8 and 10 people turn up this week for open pickleball.
Wow. And the first time offering it, so.
Yeah, that's so amazing. We're really excited. So we've got a really good professional pickleball player, I guess, too, who's going to do some clinics. So there's some interest in that. And then obviously we're getting the outdoor courts lined, so it's going to be really great to see that hopefully take off.
Shifting gears, a few of our friends have expressed interest about mosquitoes, and I'm sure we're coordinating with the mosquito abatement district and other people on that. I expect we're making a few more calls on that issue as well.
We are. I talked to my counterpart with North Shore Mosquito Abatement. We've already had a treatment this season in the park system in May, so that's something that your tax dollars are already paid for. It's no cost to the district. So what I typically do is I work with them to report locations that have standing water, and they kind of correlate those with the resident reports as well that they do through their website, and we have those larvicidal applications at no cost. So they'll also be sending out equipment to lead the machines event this year to help further the awareness of what their mission is.
Good.
In the report, you mentioned more calls about flooded fields. Is there any one particular area that gets the most calls?
Fields or parks?
You mean complaint calls?
Yes.
Fields or parks?
No. Well, I don't know what you're...
Probably parks.
I you know, it's hard to say just based off... I mean, there are some high flyers who call all the time and, you know, have to have the same answer every time that it can't be done, but...
I think we shouldn't focus on calls, but our data. So last year, the board directed us to take data of parks that are flooding. So we've been doing that, and that's something we're definitely going to bring up at our capital projects discussion in July. You know, one park we're considerably... I guess aware of and concerned about is Cough Park. That is holding a lot of water both over the walkway and in the field area. Mm-hmm. And I think a couple of you guys were on the board when we did the rebuilding the gazebo. At that time, we recommended putting in some drainage, and it kind of got value engineered out. That's one park that we would really want to talk about in July, because we've had people reserve that gazebo, rent it out, and we've had to cancel those rentals. So when you talk about, we'll bring all the data that we've collected so far and what we have. I don't like to always just address about who's calling the most, but what we're seeing in standing water and what parks have the higher usage and what parks are designed, I guess, originally to hold water and let it, you know, let naturally filter down. But we're definitely going to bring that to you in July.
And it'll be interesting, but that data is based on Season, that's an aberration.
Two years in a row of highly, high water levels.
So
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have, obviously the data is going to be skewed historically because it's, very rainy seasons, as Lisa said. We do have some historical data just from long-term employees on areas that we know have flooded year and year and year and year. So we'll be able to include that. Because there are certain areas this year that have taken water which did not take water before.
Okay.
But again, 7 inches of additional rainwater, pretty much the whole park is flooded.
Right. And you have to understand, the water, it's so much rain, it's so saturated that it's not going anyplace now. So we'll take that into account when we bring it up, because obviously we also have issues with, I remember one resident called and said, I want you to come on and pump out the park. And they're like, well, your sump pump is directing water right into our park. And so we have quite a few households that their sump pumps actually dump into our park system. And that keeps their basements from flooding. But, that's what it was designed for, is to naturally absorb. We just can't pump them all. So we'll bring that in July.
Have you guys thought of a way? I hear the rationale is completely valid. Is there a way to better communicate this more broadly? I mean, I'm trying to think, because I hear it too. I get people saying, why is this field?
Actually, Aaron did a great post on our social media sites. So what was it called? We could definitely do more. But it was like,
I'm just curious if it was.
Oh yeah, so it's something like it's the grass is growing, but we're not mowing. It was the title of it, which was great, and it went through all the issues about how much rainfall we've had this season. This is what we're doing. This is why our parks are flooded and things like that.
That's great.
Yeah, but we'll continue to communicate with them.
Such a like inside Blanco as a source.
And talk about why the parks were actually designed was to talk about sustainability. Water is supposed to go into our parks and naturally filter out, as opposed to be directly put into our sewers into the lake. That means all the chemicals that were on people's lawn is going directly into the lake.
You could communicate to the. Mm-hmm. I grant that there's a rationale that people also just don't read things, but the more that we kind of march
into
that drum,
I agree.
Hear that drum beat every time, it makes sense. Start making sense.
Yeah, repeating it over and over again in short little bites. Yeah.
Any other questions for Chris? Yes.
Chris, not so much. Well, this is a question, I guess, but with respect to the last item in the report of shared services, I've had a couple of friends. Comment or ask about that. Could you just refresh our memories about what the village does for us and what we do for the village?
So the shared services agreement is just basically a manpower sharing agreement that we have between the village and the park district to be more efficient with taxpayer resources. So the park district manages the cutting of all the village's grass, so all the right-of-ways, the islands, basically any property that belongs to the village is managed by the park district that has lawns. So whether that's managed by our contractor, Milieu Design, or by our staff, we take care of that. And in trade, basically what the village does is they provide fleet services for all of our equipment, tractors, small engine equipment. It's a great relationship. We also have, we do grow flowers for the golf course. We are able to borrow village equipment to save us from rental fees, trucks, things like that. So. That's something that we take them up on a routine basis. So we have a pretty good rapport with them. We work really like two departments together. So that's really the extent of the shared service agreement as it is right now.
And inside Blanco.
Oh, yes, of course.
The newsletter is part of that shared service agreement.
Mm-hmm. And some special events like the 4th of July. It's a partnership between two organizations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else?
Thank you, Aaron.
All righty. So on to marketing communications, Erin.
Excuse me. Couple things. The Finding Gus has been really popular. We're actually out of brochures officially as of today.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
That's 750 brochures that are out. We didn't even distribute them really to our participants. They've just been in the parks.
Wow.
So we are working on getting those filled up, but it is pretty exciting to us to see people in our parks visiting. So that's great. We did have our intern do a little guerrilla marketing for us this year and get flyers in coffee shops and stuff about beach passes and art passes. So that's just another way to get the word out. And then I hope you all watched our gold medal video.
Well, Pat, we're going to show you today.
How did you find the narrator? He's obviously
professional. He actually works for the Arlington Heights Park District in the museum.
Wow.
And he did the Glenview Park District's video a while ago. So interesting. He's married to someone that, I don't know.
Okay, so an inside, inside, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Our videographer brought him, but yes, okay. He is a inside.
All right, any questions for Aaron? Are we going to watch it?
Not right now. I'm going to go through some stuff, but we are going to watch it before we're done.
Finally, safety report. And wellness committee.
We're doing good. We're safe. Yeah,
we're safe really and well.
Actually, just extensive safety training goes on in the summer months, as you can imagine. So we have our part-time staff camp and aquatics beach. I'll go through CPR first aid training, and then along with all the aquatics goes to extensive training, and then our camp staff also. So that has been going over the last month.
And we had we had that Wake the Move this morning, which started last weekend for the public. We also started a staff one at lunchtime for anyone who wasn't able to come before work. So we had myself and a couple others did this morning at 8 o'clock, and then a bunch of the staff did at lunchtime lunch and move.
Lunch and move.
Good.
Yeah. We're
very good.
We're really excited about that program to get people up and moving around Saturdays, Tuesday, and Thursdays, right?
What do you do when you move around?
They walk, run,
bike.
Run, bike.
Okay. Roller skate, whatever.
Ice skate?
Cool.
Fun to get out of here.
Great.
Right.
Was there residents that came in? The weather wasn't great Saturday, but was there residents that came Saturday or Thursday?
15, I believe.
Yeah, 15 on Saturday.
Cool. There too, so.
15 on Saturday.
Yeah. It will hopefully continue to grow.
Yeah.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and they meet here.
Yeah.
I have caulk on Saturdays.
Caulk on Saturday.
And then during the week, it's the 2 days are here at the path, so try to get 5 laps in to make the mile.
Oh,
and
great.
We're going to track how many miles we get all summer long.
So we put every time they do a loop, they put a token or a stick in the popsicle stick, the cap.
So that's not a quarter mile, it's less than
5 is a mile.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Any other questions? No? Let's move on to the executive director report.
Okay. But there's a lot of information there, and I just want to highlight a few different things. The first one I want to do is actually go to page 4 of my report for the NSSRA contribution. Just going to hand this out really quick, so if you could take one and two, three. Take one, pass it along. Okay, as you know, when Craig Culp, the executive director of, here's some for you guys, came in, did the presentation about the acquisition of the new NSSRA facility, that did come to fruition, and looks like we're going to be closing August 30th. So then we talk about what our contribution is towards that facility. So in the first page that you have here, list out all the responsibilities for estimates, and these are all estimates, so you know, especially the renovation contribution is the partner's contribution. So for the Glencoe Park District, our closing and design contribution is $46,211. So based on Carol's recommendation, we are going to pay that amount before the August 30th closing, so probably early August, and we take that from... Where are we taking that from, Carol?
Well, it's actually out of the 175 transfer to Fund 69. We're going to reduce that just for this year. We could take it out of Fund Balance Reserve, but we did not appropriate for that in the budget because we didn't know it was happening. So, we'll make it up, the additional money in next year's transfer from Fund 30. And we also plan to increase the tax rate up to the max, which we have not done. We could have been up to 4 cents in the special rec fund, but that's really a part of the levy process, which is this fall. So I'll go into more detail on that. But we do have the money in fund balance reserves to pay that $46,000.
I think you told us this before, and obviously you can see from the numbers, probably based on size of
population.
Yes.
EAB.
Yep.
Oh, and EAB.
Yeah.
Population.
It seems like it's higher or bigger than us, but it's because of the EAB.
Correct.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay.
So then, then next year, what's going to happen is that the money coming from the partners are going to pay for what currently has an NSFA current facility, so offices, office spaces, things like that. Obviously, the new facility has a lot more square footage, and that's more programming space. So the foundation, the NSSRA Foundation, is committed to raise $2 million within the next 7 months to pay for programming spaces of that. So it's almost about a 50-50 split between tax dollars and then private donations. Then we just found out in the budget for the state of Illinois, there's about $500,000 earmarked just for NSSRA. So they get received a grant.
Oh.
Or we received a grant. We did not put that money in here at all because we don't know when that money will come. And apparently there's another $150,000 from Senator Fine that is also going to go to NSSRA. So that's about $650,000 towards this facility, because obviously everybody sees the need for that. So when that money does come in, this contribution will probably go down and will be refunded, that portion of it. So that's very exciting too. So next year for the renovation, and again, this is where it's a very, it's up, it won't be exactly that, it could be lower, it could be a little bit higher. Our contribution will be $100,000 and some change. On the back page, I just wanted to highlight the NSSRA participation and note that we have quite a few residents that take advantage of the NSSRA programs. And if you notice, one thing that NSSRA really does well is adult programming. So those, unlike traditional park district programs, adults stay in this program from birth to death. They keep on very active, and actually as they get older, they become more and more active because there's not as much to do. So you'll see the different amounts with that, including inclusion. They provide a lot of inclusion for us. So this number, when it says inclusion, is very deceptive because they provide a lot of inclusion aids for ELC, Children's Circle, so that's all day, where some other partners only have maybe inclusion aid for an hour or two. GJK, they provide inclusion aids for that also. So that's just an example of what they give back to us. It's a great program, a great asset to the community. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. We don't really have to have a motion to approve this because it's in our budget this year. We will come back when we have to make the contribution for $100,000 and get board approval for that.
And the reason too, Lisa, is
yes.
There is the option for agencies who might not be able to afford that second part of the contribution.
Right.
They're going to be issuing debt, and so
right.
It would not be part of the debt and the additional costs. And if we have the ability to pay that, we want to pay that.
Right.
Budget for it and pay it out of next year's funds.
And they're working with Eric Anderson to tailor that, whoever needs to take that out to pay for their portion. So, mm-hmm. Any questions? Okay, great. And we'll be working very closely. What happens is if the foundation doesn't raise the money they wanted to, then the board will go back and look and see what we can value engineer out of the project or what we can scale back. So we're not looking at like, oh, if they don't come up with the $2 million that our costs will raise, it really won't. It'll pretty much stay that maybe a little bit, but not tremendously, and we're very cautious about that. Okay, the next one, okay, now I need you to go back up there. Sorry, I made you sit down. Then. I just want to show you some pictures. Can you pull up the beach one? There's two beach ones. We just want to make you aware, when we went down to the beach yesterday, obviously, I think what we have four, they say the lake is up 4 feet this year, is that what we just read from WGN?
So
4 feet.
30 inches above the average.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so this is on the boating beach. This is a locker, the closest one to the shoreline. Can you go to the next one, please? There's another beach one of boating. Okay, so those are the storage lockers. You can see the erosion is such that we're really concerned about losing those boating lockers. We have asked anybody who's in those lockers to take their equipment items out of that, and we've reassigned them to other lockers. Luckily, we were able to do that. That's on the foundation. We are no longer able to get big equipment over there to even move that storage locker. So this may be a casualty of the lake. So we'll be watching that. We may have to rebuild that locker eventually in a different location. Can you go to the pier, please?
Will that require a new foundation?
Eventually, yes. Yep. Okay, so this is really, I'm not an expert photographer, I'm just going off the pier, but as you can see, this is me standing on the pier, how high the lake is. So Chris and his crew have repaired this pier about 3 times already this season. And because the water is so high, the water is just getting up under the boards with such force and popping the boards up. So last weekend, we had damage again. We're anticipating, if we do get the forecasted rain all this week, I think we have rain in the forecast for the next 5 days. We're concerned that this water may come up and rise enough where it's over the pier. So Bobby and Chris are trying to figure out something, how we can block off the pier, probably for the first time in history, not just put horses up and a string of tape, but actually maybe do some kind of gates to stop people from going down that pier. Now, if they climb over it, well, but there's only so much we can do, but we're worried about the safety. Now, if there's a big storm and people like to go on there and stand at the end of the pier and watch the waves up, we're worried about the safety of participants. We're also worried about the damage this is going to cause. So this is just an FYI. We're watching this very closely. Everybody on the North Shore is experiencing the same problems. Wilmette just closed, what was it, Langdon Beach for the season because of a deterioration on the bed. Yeah, for now, yeah.
A lot of the piers and breakwaters in the city are underwater.
Yeah, underwater, yeah. So we're worried about the damage and what will happen. Well, we might be recommending for next budget, and if we can't find it this year, is really do assessment on our pier about long-term solutions to protect this pier and its boards, because every year, because of the water is so high, we just keep having to replace them. So it's becoming a costly thing. So I just wanted to make you aware of that we're fully aware of what's happening out there, watching it very closely. And we really haven't had a really big storm this summer, so we're going to be watching that carefully also.
And we just had the assessment done.
It was not including the pier. We just had assessment.
We had a structural integrity assessment done 4 years ago, but that did not include, because what you walk on is like a decorative fascia on top of concrete. So that did not include the long and the short of it, the decorative wood, because that was not really a safety concern at the time. So that would really be more of a long-term solution of what can we put on this pier, if anything, that won't be damaged by Lake Michigan under these, you know, new weather conditions that the pier is experiencing, you know, for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, the technical one we just did,
that was actually the halfway house in
the bluff.
The bluff.
We
didn't do the pier.
We did that other structure where the bathrooms are.
Right. We didn't do the pier.
They didn't look at the pier at all.
No.
That was not part of the scope. So we just make you aware, we'll keep you updated, you'll get Friday updates if we have anything. We'll watch it very closely, because we have a lot on the boating side. The boats are getting very close to the shoreline again, so we'll look at that and see if we have to move anything around. So make you aware of that. Jenny, can you go to bike racks? On the more positive side, because, you know, always have to balance the positive. Look at the use of the bike racks out here at Take Up. Okay, this one, and then go to the other one. This is just at the front of the building. The other one's more impressive. That one. Look at all the bikes. So those are pretty much, we think, all of our staff are biking to work now, and we did not see this before. And that one bike was tied to a tree, which we were very excited about. So it was very exciting. So that was a very positive addition. It's the little things, right?
Did you say you're biking from Germany?
No, I'm not. Other people are. That would be a long bike ride. I probably could, but I had to leave at 5.
The beach looks like this, too, for the camp.
Yeah, yes, you're right. We have always had where we put portable bike racks up at camp drop-off locations, but this is the first time we've experienced this much staff biking to work, which we're thrilled about. We really encouraged it now that we have this, so that's really helping with the other things. I already talked about saturated parks. I think I've beat that one. South, I don't think the spring weather. 4th of July, just let us know if you would like to participate in the 4th of July parade with us. Obviously, this is a big year. We're making the parade bigger and better and our participation bigger and better. So if you would like to participate, you do it by all means. You don't have to, but it's like walking or riding on the float, handing out candy, things like that. You can wear your commissioner gear. So just let us know if you would like to participate. We would love to have you. I know for sure we're doing 2 floats so far and probably 14 tractors. I don't know.
No,
something big.
Let me just give a quick poll here. Is anyone going to be...
Yeah, I think I already told you that.
Yeah, okay, so certainly you will definitely be there. Okay, fine, good. And I am a maybe because I've got a lot of family issues.
They can walk in the parade too, you know.
I'm sure
they would love to. And obviously, you know that.
I'll be a supporting observer of the parade.
Okay.
It's going to be right in front of my house.
Oh, good. You go right by. Yes, maybe give us candy.
That's wonderful.
Dunk tank.
Looking for volunteers.
Oh, okay. We are also looking for volunteers for the dunk tank. That is off. Starts at 4 o'clock
in
the park.
I will personally volunteer.
Yeah. Oh,
it's on the record.
That is awesome. We will let you know time. I do have to say that I am also going to be in the dunk tank, and you know I'm just.
But I'm only doing it if Bobby doesn't.
Where is the dunk tank at the park?
At the park.
I think something's going on at the beach.
But I have to say that I'm very competitive, and Phil is going after me, and it's by donations for the dunk tank. So if you would like to throw dunk me, you have to put a donation in, and I would really like to beat Phil in donation amounts. So just spread the word and get people to. There's going to be totally. So really.
Team, so I'll be
there. You go. Maybe, yeah, I'll tell them they're one of ours.
Yeah, what is
I don't know what the probably towards
going
into the 4th of July.
We're taking up a staff collection already. Just an FYI, we're at about 4,500.
So if you'd like a chance to dunk me, I'm sure I could think of Bobby. But anyway, spread the word. Yeah.
Staff will be lining up.
No, they'll be lining up to dunk me, I'm sure. So please come and dunk me on the 4th of July so that I could have bragging rights. I don't know, may even make a trophy if I win, you know. Yes. Okay, so that's the 4th of July. We're looking forward to expanding. We have food trucks, we have a beer garden this year. Band starting at 3:30, so the parade ends there and there'll be excitement all night long. And now, finally, we would like to show, because it never gets old, our gold medal video that we worked so hard on and we're very proud of. And Erin, thank you for coordinating the whole project. She really went above and beyond for this one. So, hit it.
Can you full screen it? Sorry.
Can you full screen it?
Put it on.
You have to help her.
The music.
We only play it for a certain amount before you have to pay for the rights.
Really?
Yeah. You know I do this.
This year we are celebrating the 150th anniversary of our village. Early settlers founded a strong trust system forming the Glenville Park District with a public mandate to protect the community's gateway land parks and green space. Because of their forefront, today 97% of residents live within a 10-minute walk to a park. To enrich both the mental and physical development of youth, our forefathers developed an innovative plan to place parks next to schools. The revolutionary idea of linking education with recreation is now standard in most schools across the nation. Innovation and ownership are still part of our core values. One of our most innovative events is the Great Mud Run, a race that challenges kids to run, jump, and climb through a 1-2-kilometer obstacle course. Called the best day of my life by one race participant, the event drew 31% of Glenville students in its 2nd year. We proudly partnered with over 35 civic and nonprofit groups to offer a variety of health and sustainability programs. Over 30% of our special events support water safety skills as well as fun open water recreation experiences. Watts Ice Center, the area's first outdoor refrigerated ice rink, is the community's gateway for winter sports. During the Watts season, the rink hosts skating time for school gym classes, daycare students, and after school participants. One of the physical gateways to the Glencoe community is the Green Bay Trail. After 63% of residents reported they would bike, walk, or run more if roadway conditions were improved, a robust plan to connect five linear parks with a multi-use path was formed. When it opens in 2020, the half-mile trail will link users to gardens, a playground, and fitness equipment, as well as downtown businesses, the lakefront, the train station, and the larger 34-mile trail system. As America continues to face serious health issues, sedentary lifestyle and poor nutrition habits, we are creating a gateway to health with programs like Wake Up and Move, a morning walking run club designed to get all ages and abilities active with 30 minutes of movement. We are introducing nutritional literacy to our community by providing healthy meals for program participants, clean eating challenges, nutrition tips for fitness members, and a healthy mix of snacks in our vending machines. We partner with the Glendale Community Garden, a living classroom that grows 3,000 pounds of organic vegetables each year and donates it to area food pantries. The garden collects community compost, teaches cooking classes using garden produce, and recruits volunteers to help our garden. Our commitment to the environment also includes building playgrounds with recycled material, introducing measures like water bottle fillers and solar lights to reduce waste, and utilizing smart technology to decrease electricity. As Glencoe celebrates 150 years, we are proud to be the community's gateway to recreation and fun.
I vote there.
Well, that's really well done.
Thank you.
I feel like instead of having a where's the bus, we should have a where's the park district board member and our commissioner in the video.
Actually, all the department heads are in there.
Yeah, they are all there somewhere.
The fencing outfit, and was the water bottle filter.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
We're all
star there. Turn there.
Yeah.
I saw one of my kids in there.
Yeah.
So Levi in there.
Yeah. It's super fun.
Yep. And a lot of that footage, I think you noticed, some of it's recycled from the past year, so. Some of those kids are a lot older.
Yeah. That was 3 years ago, I think.
We used it to...
It just makes it much easier to just focus on the new stuff.
So we'll talk about in the action item about the conference, but we're really proud of again being a finalist. You know, we have been for 3 years in a row, but we don't take that for granted. There's a lot of districts that go for many years and never even get to be a finalist. In fact, two of the ones in our category have tried before, and this is their first time becoming a finalist. So we're very excited about that and very proud of that accomplishment. So next thing is the Dog Park Task Force. We had about 33 to 35 applications that came in for the Dog Park Task Force. Lisa and I sat down and went through all the applications to come up with 11. There's only 10 names here, but we wanted 11, so someone couldn't do it, so their name's not on there, so we shoved them with someone else. I'm just waiting to get word back. So when we looked at the applications, we were looking for, we kind of weeded out the ones that were really for a dog park and really against the dog park, and we went for the middle, the ones who understood that we really like a dog park, but we understand maybe some of the limitations, and then other ones, I really don't really want a dog park, but I see why people do, and those are the kinds of people that we chose to be on the task force to have a balanced, nice conversation. So we have a doodle poll out there to start the meetings. They will be closed meetings. We felt very strongly that we wanted to have an open, honest communication between them and not feel like they have to field questions from a gallery of 100 people. So we have the discussion, we will then definitely have a community open meeting to present their findings, take input from people about the finding, our residents about the findings, get their additional input, and then that information will be fed onto the board. I anticipated taking all summer to do this task force and into the fall, just based on schedules and things. like that. So from our board, Lisa and Stephanie will be representatives. So if one can't make it, the other one can. So we always have a board representative, and then I will be there also. And if I can't make it, one of the department heads will be there.
And so, in terms of dates, what is your expectation of when those dates will be set?
So we sent out a doodle poll. We're still waiting. Did you get one? Because
no.
You were on the list.
I didn't get one.
Did they answer?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. I didn't answer.
Jenny,
okay.
I'll find out why.
Yeah, it was from Jenny.
Yeah, I checked.
It was last Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday it went out, so yeah, that's
really?
Good. We're, and okay. The due date was tomorrow, so anybody who didn't respond, Jenny was going to reach back out and had a whole bunch of dates so that
send
we could find a date that would work for everybody.
Good.
So could you resend it to those two people?
Thanks.
Okay. That's weird. Hoping it's stuck in spam. Did you look in your Excalibur? You get that Excalibur one? Did you see if it went there?
And it was your Glencoe Park district.
I get rid of it. Me too.
Oh, you should always
the way that looks. I just get rid of it.
Oh, you should always go in there and check it.
Oh.
Because any spam, like sometimes some come in.
Because
emails get caught in there.
So you should.
That, I'm wondering. I think there's like a black hole or a ghost or something.
No. So what you do is you
quarantine and release it.
You open your Excalibur and say, see if there's anybody that looks like a resident. Email and then you deliver it to yourself.
It is in my.
Oh, it is?
Okay, well, there you
okay.
go.
All right.
Okay,
so it's now, whitelist it so that doodle poll will always come to you from that point on.
All right.
Okay,
send it to me again.
We did a little check lesson, so that's where it is.
Well,
so we'll do that for other people in case if whoever didn't respond by that date. So we're excited about that prospect. And I think that's it. Any other questions? Yes, we looked for people that, if there are people that lived near a park. Some parks had more than other. We only chose one in that area, so we tried to space it out. Yes. Good question.
It answered for my Excalibur password, and I have no idea what it is.
What?
It's your... Oh.
You don't remember what it is?
They don't have a record of that anymore. I'll try and say different.
Just send
you
it again.
You can say forget.
You know what, Jenny? Just send it again. Oh, just
everything.
Oh.
Maybe just send it again, but I don't know.
Yeah.
People
Jenny, you could send the link.
Okay, we're going to send a link
through, so it'll come from me instead of through Excalibur or Doodle.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Through my whole report.
Thing?
Yep.
I actually had a question about park and capital projects. There's a little section about that you're working with Alpha New and
you're
going to bring two playground designs. I'm very excited about that. And then the second part was options for the fitness pods to the board later this summer.
Or activity pods, whichever. They're called in our descriptions fitness, but fitness could mean many different things. It could be a swing.
Yes.
It could be.
Yes.
So they'll bring different options for activity pods and we. The activity pods.
Okay, so my question is really, we haven't funded this aspect of the project yet, so I'm wondering why we are, and we really haven't, there's two new commissioners who have never discussed it, why this is coming forward.
Well, remember
now.
Last month you did approve for the design element.
No, we approved to, unless I'm mistaken, we approved to have the areas set aside.
You approved for design also. Of it, but not construction.
Okay.
As an option. But we did not approve.
We're not going to construction. We're just going for design of it.
Yes, to give us options for those areas.
Yes.
But not just fitness. We gave them a list of other options.
But you approved it to go to design, but not to construction, along with Veterans Memorial and the train.
So I guess my thought on this is, does it warrant the commissioners having another discussion, since that is such a evolving sort of concept, like what would happen in these four? I think what we decided is we would go down to four activity areas. Would it be helpful to you giving direction to Alpha New, and would it be helpful for us so that we feel we have some input in this to have another discussion about what might go into the design of these activities.
I would like to include in that too then, because we like to send you pictures of things we like for the park, and I don't want to happen what happens usually is it's too far ahead then in the design, and then we have to pay them to redo it. So if we could have input now before they start to do it, it'll be less expensive.
Well, Lisa, it's up to you. I got direction from Lisa to bring two designs forward. So if you want us to tell them not to start design anything, that will put us behind. But in July we could talk about those different design elements, ideas that you have.
Yes.
Keep it in budget.
I didn't think we were that specific yet.
Yeah, we are.
Asked about the play equipment. If we were, you know, I didn't think we were. It was that fast moving because.
Yeah, we're in the design phase now. So, okay. And then I was given direction to bring two different playgrounds for approval. Mm-hmm. So
playgrounds, totally get that. That I understand. It's really.
But that's what she's asking for. She's asking to have input on play equipment prior.
Okay, so.
Well, if it's late summer, let's say, you know, how far are they in it?
When the Altman New already started playground design, correct?
Pardon?
Altman New, did they start playground design?
For what playground?
For an old Green Bay Trail.
They started the process, but I don't have seen anything yet.
Okay.
Because we would like to give some input before it gets too far along.
So I would like to.
We're just talking about the exercise.
The playground.
That's done. The old Green Bay Trail, linear park.
The inner Green Bay connected Glencoe.
I thought there were like four. Are you guys talking about the four pods?
No. Those are activity pods, yeah. So from what I'm hearing from you is that the board wants to have more discussion on the activity pods before going to design. So that's fine. We could do that in July. The playground, I was given instructions to bring two playgrounds for review by the board. So based on our budget, I mean, if you would like us to hold off and you want to, or if the board wants to send me ideas, your ideas, we just have to stay within our budgets, and we're trying to, what our goal is for this park to look like different than the other park. So those are the instructions we gave to Altman. We said, we don't want this park to look like other ones. We want to stay away from, we want to stay away from netting in this park because we had a lot of feedback that that's hard to manipulate, and we already have one at Elm, and we'll have one at
Vernon,
and that we wanted a group swing. So those are the kind of the two things that we sent to Altman New as guidelines.
And we also, this was a while ago, had said to try and stay away from big elements and have more separate elements.
Well, that's
like not a big play structure, but separate. And I think the original design that was out a while back had that, but I'd have to look at it again.
So the original design was $550,000?
For the playground?
Yeah.
Engineered
pretty much had to start over with that. I mean, that was a design figure number that we used for dialogue and a grant purpose, but we set the budget at $275.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a significantly different playground than the one that was shown during the master plan process based on that number.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I could just send you a couple things, just like we have in the past.
Sure. We'll take them under consideration.
Okay, and for the other part, which is the activity pods, the reason I don't say fitness pods is because people then in their head, you folks probably think of fitness as many things.
Right.
But those of us out there in the general population hear fitness and think immediately exercise equipment.
In the design documents are called fitness, correct?
I believe they're called activity pods.
Okay, so the activity pods.
Okay, so we could just.
So we'll talk about those in July.
Perfect. And
okay.
That won't necessarily, and that will be, if I can ask you all to just think about what you might consider for these activity pods, just sort of a general, just.
What?
That's not fun.
She knows that, but remember, in our contract, we paid for design and development on that, right?
Right.
But not construction.
Right.
So they have to give input for the design of it.
Excellent.
Yes, Josh.
I have trouble thinking about how to think about the activity pods because I don't have any immediate ideas or concept of what that might be other than fitness equipment.
Correct. That's why Altman New is going to bring different ideas to the board.
Is that part of the design?
That's part of the design process, yeah. They won't go into detailed design drawings before they bring concepts in to the board.
Can I just finish my thought?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that, not to put words in your mouth, Stephanie, but what I think Stephanie was expressing a little frustration about, which I had shared in the past, was sometimes these projects get so far down the path that by the time we're providing input, it's expensive to change. So I think what we're all saying here is we want to be able to brainstorm or have some concepts presented before we've invested a lot of money in the design, so that we can say, I like that, I don't like that, and then proceed to the design phase.
Well, that's what we're doing, right, with this first one. They're going to bring design concepts.
Yes.
Right, for the playground and the activity pods?
With the playground, because they can show, with the activity pods, they can show, like, ideas that are out there in other parks, you know. They don't have to, they can show, like, chess tables and chairs or fitness equipment or bags or whatever that may be, and show more stock footage, where with the playground, you know, there's a little bit more, there's more entailed, because it's hard to take stock footage.
We're not talking about the playground.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they can provide stock footage then, yes.
That's that's what they were going to do, was bring different stock footage. That's what they talked about the last meeting. Yeah.
Satisfy the commissioners with respect to the activity.
And it allows us, the July meeting, committee meeting, allows us to have a discussion among ourselves to sort of throw things out that we may have heard from other people or some ideas that we may have ourselves.
It just sounds to me like we're expecting to see 5, 10, 15 different kind of options for activity pods, and you choose which ones you kind of want to go to the next step. Is that what we're expecting?
Probably not that many.
Probably 5 to 8.
5 to 8, yeah.
And you're going to have 4. So that to me seems like a very reasonable way to do it. I am Josh. I have no idea what an activity pod will look like, but I think if someone brings these different items, it would be helpful for us to, at that point, we can make a decision on.
Say like this or that.
Because I've got no idea what an activity pod, I'm thinking of a bar where you just do pull-ups. And I'm sure that.
That's a possibility too. So.
Yeah. Oh geez, please! I tell you, if it's too.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm not saying.
It motivated me to actually use the fitness equipment at shelf.
Yeah. Let's try it, right? Yeah, exactly. And then, if you have any ideas for playgrounds.
I think you're too tall for the chin-up bar at shelf.
I am.
If you have any ideas.
It's a helpful gene.
And if you have an idea for playgrounds, please send them away and just know that, you know, not always can we use them because they may be out of the budget. We want to get as much bang as we can for the buck for that $250 budget. So
I'm just trying to avoid, you know, a situation in the past where we say it's too late at that point and then, you know, it, that's
costly to make a revision when it wasn't really what we had.
So if you, if you want to wait and say, okay, you can give me idea, we can talk about it in July and you give me ideas. We'll present those ideas to Ultimate New and just say you have to stay within this budget, though. So it might not be exactly what you're envisioning based on the budget.
Yes,
you guys, because you guys don't have the context of how much plate equipment costs.
Well, that's...
I think it's a reasonable ask from Stephanie's perspective. If there's something that's interesting, we can send it to you.
Sure.
Take into consideration.
It always is, yeah.
Things we see back. So to me, this seems like a very reasonable way.
For the July meeting... Open your minds, think about what you might want to see as you go along the trail. And these activity centers, if we get a little direction, are really meant for not for little kids, because we've got lots of stuff going on there for little kids. It's meant for adults or older people.
That's for you guys to decide. I don't know if that's
so we don't even know
made.
That.
No one's ever given us direction on ages.
Well, that's pretty open-ended.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as a comment he made, you will even find a donor for a specific activity prompt.
Yeah, because those are not funded.
Those are not funded.
Right.
Those are non-funded items.
Right.
Right, they're designed but not funded. So that way we're ready if there is a donor. You have something
to
take out.
It's the perfect place to get community input too, because this is, you know.
Speaking of donor or money, the grant to be applied for.
That comes later. It's an item.
Is it on our agenda?
Yep. Yep. Okay. And not just about grants. So if you want to talk about donors.
No, I'm saying when the grants we already applied for, when they come back.
But oh, in July. Those ones come back in July.
Okay. So soon.
Hopefully. I'm not guaranteeing it, though, because we don't control that. Yeah. Right?
I told
Some will be in July, some could be as late as October.
Oh, really? Okay, I remember the July date.
The ICNR doesn't have a set announced date yet. They're trying to figure out OSLED, but the CMAP grant will be made public, the staff recommended grants, July 15th. So I'll be checking their website at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm.
So July and October.
Mm-hmm. So we'll know by the end of August, hopefully, about all three.
Okay, I think we're ready to move on to action items. If everyone else is finished, very good. I entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 2018-19 annual audit as presented.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve changes to the fees and charges as presented. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve four Glencoe Park District staff, Glencoe Park District staff to attend NRPA Annual Congress with expenses not to exceed $8,500 as presented. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve four Glencoe Park District commissioners. Should I name them here? Is that necessary?
No, this is really, we have to have discussions. It's just that if you would like, if any Park District board members would like to come to an NRPA conference. In the past, what we have done is we have paid for registration, either full conference or exhibit only, to come to Congress, and then commissioners would, and a per diem dinner, whatever, and the commissioners would pick up their flights and hotels. So what you have to do is you have to move that any commissioners that like to attend, they can with expenses not exceeding a certain amount. So you could say right now that you approve all five going, not to exceed the full conference package price or something like that. Does that make sense?
It does. He threw me.
I know, he totally threw you. So you come to check and see.
Is anyone intending to attend? So that.
The
date again?
On September 24th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, September 24th, yes. The Tuesday is the 23rd is the opening session. And
we went just for the crab. I knew someone would go for the crab. Okay, so really at this point, we could entertain a motion to approve for Glencoe Park District Commissioner Boren to attend NRPA Annual Congress with expenses not to exceed.
It would just be the, not the.
The exhibit?
Well, just exhibit, yeah.
The exhibit fees.
And dinner, so maybe not to exceed $300.
So let's, should we put a, we need to put a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, so not to exceed.
I would say 300.
Okay, $300.
That's good, okay.
So made the motion.
Second.
Okay, any more discussion? No? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
You know,
passes.
You know, I'll go and answer. We're going to win.
Yes.
I guarantee it. But you can see it online.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've been bad luck, but I thought we decided we were bad luck. Really, the two of us together are bad luck.
Where is it? Is it Springfield?
Maryland.
Baltimore,
Maryland.
We went to New Orleans 2 years ago. Last year I went to
Indiana. Never going to forget. Okay, so continuing, I entertain a motion to approve of the lowest responsible bidder, Hacienda Landscaping of Minooka, Illinois, including deductive alternates 1, 2, 3, 4 for a total of $771,717.75 as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Guys, what's the deductive alternatives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
It's a great question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Were these things that we asked for, or were they saying if you did this, it cost less?
So there were ideas that were thrown out either by board members, teachers, staff, that were really in the original concept just to make it a little more special. So what were some of them, Chris?
We had age-specific play panels, kaleidoscope benches, a circular bench, and some additional concrete graphics. Mm-hmm. They're spelled out.
So there's stuff that, like, oh, this would be nice if the bids came in lower, be nice to have on the playground. They did not, so that's why we put them as a deduct, so to hopefully get a better price on them, but they did not come in, so we're taking those out to stay on budget.
That's a good question. I actually thought it was stuff that staff was going to do themselves.
No, it's not staff, yeah. So it's that circular bench that we're talking about for the kids. The play panels, there's a possibility that maybe staff, if we have money left over, because we have contingency in here, then maybe we could buy the play panels and put them up ourselves later, but they're taken out of the budget, so unless we had a donor for those, we're...
But even with the introduction, we're essentially getting the concept of...
Yes, except for some of those like special things, yes.
And I didn't really think we were going to... I mean,
We tried.
I would love to get
the
circular.
Yeah, but we wanted to... Yeah, that was really expensive.
Really based on the bid climate, so that's why we added those deductive alternates. We started to see with odds like grants across the board, other park districts, what they were experiencing, so we did add those in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that during the discussion of the playground, we asked about the warranty of the playground surface. It's 10 years. So the last time we had none, so 10 years is really good.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes.
Yay!
Very good. I entertain a motion to approve of the lowest responsible bidder, J&R First, in asphalt of Hickory Hills, Illinois, for a total of $25,348 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I mean, I know what we're talking about, I don't remember ever talking about it. So were these things that we wanted to do for a while that were just routine maintenance or?
Yeah, they're pathways we have now. They're just aerating. This is Fund 65 projects. These are Fund 65 projects, so they're regular routine maintenance that went over the, yeah.
When did we do them last, Chris?
Lakefront Park, I think, in the late 90s.
Yeah,
Watts Park in the mid-90s.
Yeah, they're really good.
So they're really
good. Watts Park are the ones south of the baseball field.
All of the ones in Watts Park.
Is this coming to us because it's over 25,000?
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Wow, like 348. These guys
have to do all.
But really, the bids came in wildly all over the place.
Well, and that's
typically the company that got the bid, park pathways are narrow, so it's a special piece of equipment. So it typically involves which companies own that equipment versus which companies have to rent it. Mm-hmm. So J&R has that piece of equipment available to them, so they don't have to have a special piece rented, which is where you see some of the other ridiculous bits in there.
I'm assuming you're going to try and do lots of course schools, don't you?
Yes.
That would be our goal.
Okay. If nothing else, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve of the Alta Manu Agreement for Landscape Architectural Services, Structural Engineering, Civil Engineering, and Soil Borings related specifically to the development of the design and legal bid documents for the Schumann Overlook repairs for a total of $49,345 as presented.
So moved.
Any discussion?
It's a Josh and Stephanie show over there. Any questions?
Any questions?
You guys are both approving and seconding things.
So. Just quick comment. There's a landscape design for the plantings, but the cost of any potential plantings is not in any.
So this is developing the bid document that we will put in for permitting and we'll give to the contractor, and then we'll come back to the board with the legal bid amount for the board to approve.
Okay, good. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call. No choice. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
Okay.
Entertain a motion to adopt the resolution of authorization for the State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources, IDNR, Open Space Land and Development, OSLAD, OSLAD, grant application for the Green Bay Trail Linear Park Renovation Project and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign the agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Okay, I can talk on this one really quick.
Yes.
Okay, so as you know, the State of Illinois has issued OSLAD grants for this year, and the due date's August 15th, so we have a really short window to do these. We're going to come back in the July meeting and talk exactly what we want to submit in those OSLAD grants, because that will be a much larger discussion. Staff at this point is recommending just submitting the project we currently have approved for design and construction. We think that based on what was passed last year in OSLAD grant, we have a good chance of getting it for that project, but we want to discuss that in more detail. So this, we have to pass this resolution to even start the process, so that's what we're going to do. And Chris and Aaron will start, based on after this is approved, start developing those documents to go forward. So.
Question?
Yes.
Are we far enough to think about a dollar amount?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll
talk about it in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a much larger discussion, so that's why.
So does this just allows us the right to sort of put the grant application forward?
Yeah, to apply for that.
This
yeah.
Just allows us to apply for it.
Yeah.
Allows us.
Yeah.
Allows you.
Allows us, yeah.
Not me.
Yep.
Allows you to apply for it.
Yep. And that we have board support to do so, and then we have the funds to back up that OSLAD grant.
And if we get the OSLAD grant, we are obligated to spend those funds.
Correct.
So what, for the new members of the board, what is the dollar amount associated with this that we would be obligated to spend?
It's 50-50, right? This one's a 50? No.
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 This one's...
It's $400,000, but you have to match that at a minimum.
Yeah.
So to Lisa's point, she was recommending matching already funded elements that we have set aside funds to
okay.
pay for. So we have those funds in place already.
They're already in the budget.
They're
right.
already in the budget.
Right.
Okay.
And so we're just getting...
It is at a minimum of $400,000.
Correct.
But that's the maximum.
That's a max. That's a max we get.
Okay.
Is it common that it's... or is it all
no.
over the place? I mean,
it's all over the place.
Okay.
Last year
all right.
it was all over the place.
Okay.
Time,
yeah.
If you remember, a lot of the neighboring communities got the ads again, so... the hope is that there's not as many projects.
There's just as many.
Yeah.
There's just as many. Right. There's just as everybody has them all queued up and ready to go. So.
Okay.
But I think our project's very worthy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any further discussion? Roll call.
We,
yeah.
the other grants that you guys did yourself. Is this one you can do yourself, or do you need a grant writer?
No, we will be able to do this one ourselves also.
We use ultimate new support for maps and things like that, but Aaron does the language myself.
It's very similar to the trail grant he just submitted for.
Please, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I just can't talk right now.
Do you need water?
Yes. But it's very similar. And ultimate new is a great help with both the trail grant and for this one.
Good. Yeah, right. Okay.
Thank you.
Else?
Thank you very much.
All right. Roll call vote, please. Wait, there is something else, so.
Nope, now you can do roll call.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Warren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
Excellent.
All right. Is there any other business?
I have no other business.
Other business? Okay. I presume there is no reason to enter into closed session.
That is correct.
Okay. So we will move to, I entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes.
All right, thank you. It is 8:20.